guys. Welcome back to Bit by Bit, here for our bi-weekly podcast. I'm Janet. I'm here with Jess.
Hey, guys.
And today we're going to be talking about the 3DS and handhelds. So this was kind of spurred on because it was recently announced that the new 3DS is going to be ending production in Japan. The new 3DS is one of the most recent iterations of the 3DS, but it never came to the United States. So we got the new 3DS XL, but not just the plain old new 3DS.
Classic 3DS.
Which was the classic new 3DS.
So dumb.
Confusing. Right. But the way I remembered it, because we were talking before the podcast, was it was the one that had like the cute faceplates you could put on. And like the 3DS XL didn't have cute faceplates you could put on. And I was sad about that. And that's how I remember the difference. So that one is being now discontinued. So that kind of brought up the conversation of, you know, we're going to be looking at what is the future of handhelds? Do we think they're really going to have any legs now, you know, in this post-Switch world? / what will Nintendo do? / will anyone else step up? Then we're going to talk a little bit about reflecting on our favorite handhelds. And then we're going to end thinking about if this is the end of handhelds, what does that kind of mean for gaming? And what does it mean for us as gamers? Like, how will we kind of adjust to that? Or not adjust and just do really poorly? So, I guess starting off with the whole idea of handhelds maybe not existing again, which is really crazy. I actually watched plug for our old video. I watched our conversation about the future of handhelds or lack thereof that we had like months and months or like a year ago, basically.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was super long ago. And I feel like a lot of those questions are still definitely up in the air. It's a weird time to be in handheld gaming. I think the 3DS is... what is the 2DS called? The new one that came out?
The new Nintendo 2DS XL.
Yes. I think that's the last of the 3DS family. Like, would you agree that that's going to be the last one, or are they going to try to get one more in there?
I hope so. I hope it's the last one. They got to stop with this, like, naming system. It's not good. Here's my thing. If you come out with another handheld, which I, you know, would totally support you if you did, Nintendo, you gotta pick a different name. The whole new naming route. Just drop it. Just forget about it. It's done.
Yeah. But do you think there's gonna be another member of the 3DS family, or would there just be like, no? So the last thing we were here of the 3DS family is that recent 2DS that came out.
I think so, too.
But I don't
know that means it's the end of handheld gaming.
Yeah.
I think it's possible there'll be another family after, you know.
Yeah, like a whole new gen, basically.
Quite possibly. Although, I don't know, because I feel like whether or not handheld gaming is actually over is, like, not totally clear question. I think it's kind of a complex question, mm-hmm. because I think it kind of depends on whether or not you consider the Switch a handheld or a home console. And I was thinking about it, and I think the Switch is a handheld. Now, really? I know we've had this argument before where I was like, it's not a handheld, but I think I was thinking about it. I think it's more of a handheld.
So really, you've had this argument before with yourself?
Right. Well, no, we've had it on our channel.
Yeah, but I consider it a handheld. I consider it
No,
both.
What I mean is, I know that I've said it's not a handheld before, but what I'm saying is, I don't think it's really, like, both exactly. I think when we're thinking about the Switch, I think it might make more sense for us to think of it as a handheld that you can hook up at home versus a home console you can take on the go.
I've heard of that line of thinking before.
I think that makes more sense. It's actually way more in line with Nintendo's tradition than
the other way around. Can you explain what you mean by that, though? Because I know what you mean by that, and I've heard other people say that, and I'm like, I get what you're talking about.
Right.
What exactly do you mean?
So a lot of people, when they talk about the Switch, they're like, it's great. It's a home console, and when I want to take it on the go, I can. I can take my console games with me on the road. But in all actuality, I feel like the Switch might be more like a handheld console,
mm-hmm.
in what it provides, you know? Even though it's like a higher caliber than a lot of handheld consoles we've had, that you can also play at home,
mm-hmm.
In a more stationary manner that gives you extra capabilities that you don't happen to have on the go. But we've seen stuff like this from Nintendo before, like with the Game Boy adapter on the bottom of the GameCube.
Yeah.
You know, Nintendo's always been interested in letting you play your handheld games at home,
mm-hmm.
but not in a very high-tech way.
Right.
And I think that might be the case. I think that's an interesting way of looking at it, and it's not something I've really thought about until I was, like, thinking for this video about, like, are handhelds dead? And I think if you look at it that way, there's no way handhelds are dying anytime soon, because the Switch is the coolest new handheld that's ever existed,
mm-hmm.
and it's more like the evolution of the handheld console than the death of the handheld console. But I think we tend to look at it as the death of the handheld console because it's different.
Yeah, I think of it as maybe it's the rebirth of the Handmaid's
Tale.
Rebirth
dancer, is a good
possibly.
Way to, yeah.
Even though I see what you, I get what you mean by, and you know, other people have said this as well, like just in the gaming community, that like even though the Switch is like it's a home console and a handheld, a lot of people have said it feels more on the handheld line. I think that's because of the marketing of the Switch. Like the big thing they're pushing is its versatility, and most of its versatility comes from it when it's in a handheld position. So by handheld position, I mean when it's literally in handheld mode or when it's in kickstand mode. Like a lot of the marketing is like, take the Switch out and then you just, you know, you just pop it on the bar table and you play, right, right. Or like, you know, have it on the handheld mode. You're going to hold it and you're going to be kicking a ball, playing soccer. And then, you know, and then you dock it. Like the TV is kind of like the last hurrah in the marketing.
Yeah.
That being said, even though I can see why people say that, I still think of it, what I would define the Switch as is a hybrid console. Which is like, you know, the Lady Gaga video, totally original, never been done before, unique, you know, unafraid to reference or not reference, right? But I think the Switch really is that, and that's what makes it, like, so, like, you know, obviously you have the fangirl bias, but, like, it's so, like, revolutionary in that it did both well in a way that no console's done before, the Nintendo included, because as you can see them trying, they've been trying to do this, like, for a while with, like, the Wii U. That was the Wii U, where they're like, see, you got it as a tablet, and then you have it on the console, but you're like, this is kind of weird.
It didn't really work.
It's just a little weird. Yeah, and you've seen it even before with other companies, like with the Vita, it having, I forgot the name of it. I had mentioned the name of it before, but it's where you can play the Vita on, like, oh, remote play.
Remote
so you could
play,
like, you could kind of use it almost, like, as a controller. It's hard for me to describe because I didn't actually have a Vita, but, like, you could play, like, PS4 games through your Vita, or vice versa. It was one of those two, but there was, like, an element of remote play. So, remote play has been happening for a while, so this is kind of, like, the logical next step. But to me, I still see it as, even though it's a rebirth of the idea of what handheld gaming could be, I still think of it as the death of handheld consoles, though, because to me, it's, like, now, like, through this death, we now have the life of, like, the hybrid console, which is, like, a new thing that never has been done before in gaming.
Right.
But that still means, like, with that new idea comes the death of an older idea, or, like, the rebranding of it, which,
yeah,
you know.
I think death is a little harsh, because it's not going away, it's just being repackaged.
But if there's no, well, I guess to me,
death makes it sound like it's gone, it's done, everything we loved about it, it's gone forever.
I think
when something dies, Janet, it's dead.
Well, what, and not if you believe in the afterlife. So.
No, you know what I mean, though. It's not, the
well,
elements
I'm talking about
of
handheld gaming is there, but handheld consoles aren't to me. Because I still don't think of the Switch as a handheld console.
I think of it as a hybrid console. I think a hybrid console is fair, but I think the handheld is necessary for it to be a hybrid console.
Well, yeah, but both are necessary. Both.
Right,
both.
But then it's then it'd be like saying that in no way is the Switch a home console.
I don't think it's necessarily like saying that. The thing is, the reason I see it as not a handheld is because it's, like, literally both. Like, I guess it's both of those things.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But I guess the other thing to me with the whole idea of handheld consoles dying, I don't see other, like, I don't think other companies will do a hybrid console.
I think that they might do something inspired by what's going on with the Switch. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but then I also would. I don't know.
Nintendo was not the only group to make handheld consoles. I think they were the first to do handheld. I'm not even sure because all this started happening when we were, like, not alive, you know?
I think they're the first to do it well.
Yes,
and
but
that's more
everyone's been
than
kind
first.
Of following, you know, even if they haven't been quite as successful, there's still been some iterations that have had at least some, like, cult following. You know, the PS Vita has a very strong
group. Oh, it's the community's so strong.
The community's really strong. I'm just thinking that now that this is a new idea in the industry, the gaming industry has a way of running with new ideas. It just does. And I think that it's possible that we're going to see some innovation in this area because of what the Switch has done. Because I think what really happened here is that Nintendo realized that they can't or don't really want to compete with Xbox One, PS4 levels of graphics and AAAs and, you know, that sort of stuff, and decided to do something different because they can't compete on that level as far as, like, what those provide specifically. They're like, we're going to provide something completely different. And I think that different thing is something which is open for exploration now. From other companies. I don't know that Sony or Microsoft necessarily are going to get super into it because they kind of have, you know, what they're doing really well. But I don't know. I'm optimistic to see what other companies might do in the future now that the door's been open. Because most of the time in the gaming industry, they're not just like, yes, well done. We'll leave it alone. You know, like, that's not how the gaming industry works.
We saw the following thing with motion control, where the Wii was successful, so then the Kinect tried to, like, step up its game, and then PS4 has its gyro control thing.
I hate those things.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't like motion control. But we saw Nintendo be a trendsetter before, but I feel like it won't be the case when it comes to this, because it's such, like, it's such a big commitment. Like, to make a console that does, like, this specific thing. Because if you just do motion control, you can add a game or two or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're talking about the whole console. You're talking about
But a hybrid can be more than just these two things together. I think people might start thinking about what else consoles can do, even if it's not... Our consoles do the same thing the Switch does.
The first thing I literally thought of was like a toaster game?
Like a toaster? Like what? No.
Like, no, but what would that look like?
Put your toast in and you play while you wait.
But what would that look like, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. And I'm excited to see what happens. I think right now it's too soon to say it won't happen. The Switch is very new. And what the Switch has done to the gaming community, very new. I think it's too soon to say what ripples that's going to have.
Yeah.
But if history is any, you know, indicator, I think that the industry is going to react. And I'm just interested to see how they do that. So, for me, I've kind of taken a less pessimistic approach. I was very upset before when we had our discussion about whether or not the handheld games were dying or handheld consoles were dying, because I really like handheld consoles. But I feel a lot lighter. I feel a lot more optimistic now. I feel like, okay, I can go with change. You know, I can accept change. But I think there'll be
some... You don't sound like someone who can't take it, right?
Yeah, but I think it could be interesting. So I'm just going to keep an open mind about where the industry's heading.
Yeah.
But I think it might be true that at least the 3DS, you know, or that era, Nintendo's handheld consoles, I think, might be dying out.
Yeah, specifically only Nintendo's handhelds.
Handhelds.
Yeah.
Nintendo 3DS. And that might be okay.
Yeah, and I think, well, my thing, you know, my quick... and 2 cents on this topic, this, like, subtopic within this conversation, is that, you know, I don't see Sony dropping another handheld because of the Vita was awful. And they're also just really focused on VR. That's their weird little thing that they're doing. And then Phil Spencer with Xbox, I mean, I don't see him making, like, risky, interesting, intriguing moves.
Has the Microsoft ever really done, like, a handheld?
No, they've never done a handheld. They're definitely, like, and the way they're... I think they're a lot more focused, too, on, like, so if we're thinking of themes, like, Nintendo has, like, Switch season, that's their theme. PlayStation has, like, VR and, like, other stuff going on. Bad games, basically, it seems. Sorry, Sony fans. But, and then Xbox's theme is Play Anywhere, which is kind of, like, they're not really doing a hybrid console, they're more doing, like, do consoles even need to exist?
The world is your console.
Yeah, because they're Microsoft, they don't care about... I mean, now this is getting to a whole other thing that people get maybe upset about, but, I mean, they don't care about, like, the Xbox as a thing to me. Like, they care about, like, that it exists because it pushes the games, which pushes the computer, which it's, to them, it's all games, it seems like. It's kind of their approach. That's why they have the Play Anywhere. That's why they have, like, the Netflix of gaming thing with the Game Pass.
See, but that's what's so weird about the Play Anywhere thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't include handhelds. That's right. A little weird, right?
But that's because Microsoft is a computer company.
I know.
So they're like... We don't really care where you're spending your money as long as it's coming to us. We don't really care about the physical media because we just want the money. And, you know, and that's...
The physical media brings in money, though. That's the other thing, though, too. That's why you sell handheld consoles. Like, oh, we got to have another console to sell because it's more money coming in.
Yeah, but...
Now, this
game,
you can only play on your handheld
console. They seem more game-oriented and more about, like... You know, I mean, there's a lot of indicators that they're not necessarily... all about Xbox, because they're not. I mean, they're Microsoft. And so it's Sony.
No, I don't think so either.
But you know. That was... Oh, wow. That was weird. But anyway. So, that being said, I think this is, like, the potential death of the handheld exclusive console. Like, as in, this console is just for a handheld. Really, to me, the ball's in Nintendo's court, because no one else has really stepped up. I don't see people stepping up, mainly because...
It's too soon.
I know. But it's not like I don't see anyone stepping up here. It's more like I don't see in my prediction, I don't see in the future people stepping up, only because... I feel like as the gaming industry has grown into what it is now, we are less likely to see new competitors emerge because gaming has now got its footing, and its footing is the big three. Obviously, other people could come up and they could be successful, but I think people are less likely to try than they were in, you know, the 80s and early 90s, and that's why we had, like, so many different, like, consoles that existed. Nowadays, people don't really try to make a new console. I mean, you hear the Ouya tried to kind of do something with that, and we had a couple other people. It's just people are less likely to stick their foot in if they're not already there, and the people that are already there, I personally don't feel like they will make a move like that. And I mean, they totally could. These are just predictions, but that's kind of my prediction based on, like, industry trends and, like, the vibe I get on what each company is going for.
All right. You know, well, I feel like we both set our piece on that, and it's
something. But also, Switch is awesome. Really... I don't really mind with the, I'm here for Switch season, so I feel good about handheld gaming.
Okay.
For sure.
So speaking though of feeling good about handheld gaming, what are some of your, like, favorite handheld gaming memories, or, like, your, like, best things that you did with handheld gaming in the past? Because that's a huge part of both our backgrounds growing up.
I love, and this is why, like, I love the Switch, and I'm like, I don't even mind, I mean, 3DS can die, I got the Switch, it's all good, like, because I, you know, I think it's a very successful, and it's, in the way that it is a handheld, but that being said, like, my favorite memories from handheld gaming, I have a couple that really stick out in my mind. So the first one is playing my first, getting my Game Boy Pocket, I think I got it for Christmas, from my grandma. Shout out to grandmas who buy expensive technology for their grandchildren. So my brother had already had the Game Boy, the old school original Game Boy, like the super fat Game Boy. And I didn't have anything yet, so I got the Game Boy Pocket. It was blue. And I remember just being, you know, so sleek and so much better. Like, the difference between the Game Boy and the Game Boy Pocket was just, like, mind-blowing. Like, there's never been, like, a difference in console, like, within a family that much, like, in my opinion. I might have to kind of think back a little bit more. But, yeah, it was just crazy. And one of the first games I had was a Smurfs game, because my grandma bought it and didn't really know, like, what games were. So she's like, we'll just get you this. And, it was a pretty bad game, but... The log part was kind of challenging, and that was cool, and I was like, all right. So that's the first memory. The second one that really sticks out is I took my Game Boy, so I'll just say my Game Boy Pocket memories, and then we can kind of move on from there, and I can talk about my love for the GBA. But for the Game Boy Pocket, I, like, went all out with the Game Boy Pocket, and I think that's what makes me so excited about, like, having a Switch and finally buying the accessories eventually once, right now I'm sharing a Switch with my brother Edwin, so it's not, like, really fully mine, so I can't, like, you know, take it out, like, a lot of places, because we share it, so, like, I'm not gonna, if I take it, we doesn't have it. But I'm excited to, like, really go old school with it, with the accessories, because one of my favorite memories from the Game Boy Pocket was having, like, the Game Boy carrying case. Did you have a Game Boy carrying case when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. It was great. I had a pretty intense one.
So mine was, like, the side satchel one that had,
me too.
It was, like, about, you know, yay big, and you could put in the Game Boy Pocket, and then some cartridges on the side, and it had, like, a little foam in there, and you could buy, like, the cartridge protectors, like the plastic ones. I still have some of those. I wish they made stuff like that more often. Like, I feel like that's not as...
It's not...
mainstreamly sold. You know, you can find it,
I feel like it's
but...
ridiculously expensive somewhere now. Maybe it's because, like, I was young. Although, actually, like, a little broke when I was younger. Like, so we didn't, like, get a lot of crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it had to be pretty cheap if we had that much of it.
Right.
And I feel like now it's, like... I'm not paying $30 for this case, you know?
It's
like,
more like they just don't even, like...
There's not a lot
the
of
carts
options.
Are so small, that's why I don't sell stuff like that. But I kind of wish they still had those things.
Because the
but
boxes are still a little too big.
I had that. I remember my grandma used to work, like, a lot of, like, cleaning jobs. So she, like, cleaned, like, someone's upstairs apartment. Or, like, she, like, was a cleaning person for, like, a salon, like, a hair salon or something. So, and she, like, when she was taking care of us, like, when we went to visit, like, grandma's house for the week or whatever, she'd, like, obviously... So, well, I just gotta take you everywhere, because I'm... You're here. So then I would go with her to work and just hang out. I'd bring my Game Boy Pocket and my carrying case, and I would just play in the salon, and it was great. This is, like, my really fond memories of the Game Boy Pocket, and it was my first handheld that I had.
That's awesome. You know, for me, I think that handhelds, they were the real MVP at doctor's offices. Doctor's appointments. It was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And everyone else sitting there reading their stupid magazines, and I'm, like, catching 8 Pokemon. It was great. And I didn't mind the doctor's office at all, you know, because I was like, this is what I'm doing at home anyway, so I might as well be here, I guess.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
And so I really enjoyed doing that. I was also a really big road trip gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike's my older brother, and we would, like, restart our Pokemon games at the beginning of a road trip to California. So, like, the whole 5 hours, you know, to, like, wherever we were going, you know, like, if it was Disneyland or the beach or something like that, we would just play Pokemon straight 5 hours. We'd have some extra batteries packed. We'd, you know, whatever. And it was great. And for me, my first handheld console was the Game Boy Color. And it was cool. And then after that, I went up to the Game Boy Advance. I remember when I got the Game Boy Advance, I went from having my really cute little side satchel thing, mm-hmm. like you were talking about, to my mom had gotten us... So my mom got me and Michael a Game Boy Advance for Christmas. And
what color was it?
My Game Boy Advance? Yeah. It was white.
Oh, cool.
I think Mike's was black.
Cool.
And it, she also got us this big sort of steel-looking cases. Like, it was like a block... And it was like, it looked like there was some chemicals or something, like, gonna run into the lab or something, and that's what it looked like, and it was, it felt really cool, because, like, the level of angst at that age was, like, amazing, and you had to, like, unbuckle it, you know, and flip it open, it had all these sections, and you'd, like, put stuff, and back then, you had to have a lot of hardware to, like, enjoy your gaming, because you had to have, like, your little light thing that you hook into it, if you want to play in the dark, because it wasn't backlit, or you have to, like... have the cord that you plug in so you could trade, and you had to have your charger. No, at that point, actually, I think it was still batteries. I don't remember.
You could have a charger, but you didn't, because we talked about this.
Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, but there was a lot of hardware that I'd carry around, and so, like, Mike and I, we'd, like, walk around with a little steel
cases.
It
just like a metal lunchbox, basically?
Yeah, basically, but it had a lot of compartments and padding and, like, things you'd flip over and fold over and places with your games, and so that was awesome. And then I got the Nintendo DS, the original Nintendo DS, which was the last console I got, the handheld console, until the new Nintendo 3DS, just because I, you know, sort of fell out of it for a while.
Me too.
So, long history of gaming. My favorite thing to do was to, when I was a kid, was to lay with my back on the carpet and my feet against the wall and play with the game above my face. Yes, I did drop it on my face once or twice. It did not stop me from continuing. That's the best position to play video games in. Can't really do that with anything else.
No.
Maybe the Switch now, because you can take it off the thing. But
Even
then, I feel like it's a little too...
There's like that crazy thing of someone made like a weird box and they put the Switch like and then they just had the it looked very dystopian.
Didn't
like it, but
I don't know, there's a lot of good memories with handheld gaming, but you know, there's I don't think they're over.
Let's say not counting any future 3DS games that might come out or that are on their way, like Metroid, like the old Metroid made again,
mm-hmm.
Not counting that, you can only play one handheld for the rest of your life. Which one do you pick? Like, of the ones that you named, which one do you pick and why?
Do you have one in mind?
Yes.
You go first.
Okay.
I think. You just, threw this on me, man.
Oh. For me, answer is GBA. So my line goes the same as well. For me, my history of consoles goes the same way. I had, you know, the Game Boy Pocket, then I had the GBA, then I had the regular DS, like the DS Lite. So when I had, and then I had the new Nintendo 3DS, and that's like my line of consoles. For me, my all-time favorite one is the GBA, hands down. It had everything. So, my GBA was great. It was, I forgot the proper word for this, but it was like one of the see-through ones. So it was pink see-through. So it was just amazing. And that was the first time I had a charging station for my game. That's how I knew chargers did exist. They were pretty uncommon though. It wasn't like, here's your charger. It was like you had to buy like a special battery pack and all this stuff. And mine, it was also pink, so it's like a little pink standard, but
nice.
It was just blue. So then, yeah, it was great. And then that's like I have all those fond memories of playing all those awesome Mario games on there. And then the great thing about the GBA was if it wasn't for the GBA, my knowledge of like what are now retro games would be so much smaller, because so many of those SNES games also were available to be played on the GBA. In some form or another, like either through like I guess just through a cartridge, because we didn't have like e-shops and stuff at the time, but yeah, a lot of those made their way onto the GBA, which was wonderful. I also feel like up until like I haven't had a GBA in a while, because I don't have my old one anymore, but like I was just recently playing my 3DS and I was like appreciating, you know, how ergonomic it feels. It just feels really good, and the GBA was like the first handheld at the time that really felt good to hold. Because even though I didn't find the Pocket to be uncomfortable, like, even then I kind of knew, like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything to write home about. Like, it's kind of a little unnatural to hold something like this. And obviously we have our phones now, but it's a one-hand device. It's not, like,
different.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like, my phone with just, like, two hands, like, this close. Like, that's kind of, you know, a lot to have. But with the GBA being in that different orientation, like, it finally, like, you know, felt more like a controller. It just was great. So the library was awesome. So that would be my game that I'd play forever, my handheld gaming console.
So it's just console you play forever.
Yeah,
so handheld. I thought you meant game. I was confused.
No, okay. Handheld gaming console.
Handheld gaming console. And 3DS, man.
Really?
Yes.
It is has is library or anything else?
Well, it's just better. It's like think of it like this. I'm gonna mod it.
So.
I don't currently play my DS or my Game Boy Color or my Game Boy Advance at all, and I feel fine.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? I do play my 3DS. So
yeah.
Well, for me, it's the new Nintendo 3DS.
See, I would mod mine, though. I wouldn't just take it as is. So the thing I've been wanting to do for forever is, like, you can pay, like a decent chunk of money, and you can get, like, it all fixed. Like, it'll just, like, have the backlight in there already built in and, like, all this other. So it'll be, like, a souped up.
It already has the backlight in Nintendo 3DS.
The GBA.
Oh, the GBA. Yeah, the GBA. You want mod your GBA.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, like, really kick it into the next year. I don't know. I played so many games on that. I think, too, like, when I really think about my gaming libraries, they're not very big. Like, now they're getting bigger, now that I'm, like...
Oh, mine were really small when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I had, like,
so,
4 Game Boy games.
So I feel like I'd want to... But back then, I think maybe that's why I picked the GBA. Like, I played so many GBA games, though. Like, I think that was, like, the peak of my gaming career up until now. Now it's, like, the revival.
Right.
But at the time, that was, like, the most I'd ever played, I think, anything. And it was cool because you could play the Game Boy games on there.
Yeah, that was nice.
So it was like you had like three gens. So it's, I guess because I have so many gens I could play. And theoretically, you know, you could use the hack of, well, if you get the 3DS, you can just get them all on the eShop or whatever. But like, I just love
how you could play your Game Boy Advance games on the DS.
That's true. Yeah.
And they did not.
I guess this was a dumb question. So in some ways, but that if I could only because since the one could play.
I guess
them,
the question is might have been what console are you most attached to?
Maybe. Like, what's your favorite?
Yeah. Now? So
Is it still 3DS for you? 3DS is really high.
The regular DS would be my favorite.
Really?
It's just I enjoyed it the most at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's the best. It was like for me that was my peak of handheld gaming. Even though prior to that I was pretty up on handheld gaming. That was it. That was. Peaked and literally peaked, and then I stopped playing. So,
That'll be that.
Yeah.
Cool. So, that being said, you know, moving into the future, how do we feel about like what our handheld gaming lives are gonna look like?
Honestly, I think that in an ideal world, I would get more into mobile gaming as it's growing more complex. Mm-hmm. Mobile gaming, in a way, is kind of handheld gaming, and I think it's partly that I haven't gotten into this before is because I don't think of, my phone as a gaming system.
Me too.
I don't think of my computer as a gaming system either, partly because it's bad at gaming, but also because it's my computer. But to some people, their computer is a gaming system. That's where they do their gaming primarily. And I think thinking about my phone in a different way could open up a lot of doors. I've heard a lot of really interesting stuff about mobile gaming that I don't really take advantage of most of the time. I don't know that... this is probably going to be pretty far in the future because, like, data costs extra money and, like, you know, things like that, and you have to pay for the actual game, and then you have to, like, watch your data, and then
your battery, and then play it unless you're on Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
You can restrict in the settings, like, only on Wi-Fi, like, for this certain thing and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just, I don't have to do that on my Xbox, you know what I mean? So that's nice. So that's the thing I'm thinking about getting more into in the future. Like, maybe if without handheld gaming, I would invest more in a nicer phone that's, like, built for, like, mobile gaming. So I don't know. What about you?
I'm kind of in the same, like, line. Obviously, I love my Switch for my handheld gaming right now, but I've been wanting to get into mobile gaming for a long time, and I would want to do that with a tablet.
I think a tablet would be really interesting.
I feel like my phone is my phone, and my, like, laptop is... my laptop, and since my laptop it's not really good enough to really do a lot with gaming anyway, so just like you, I'm like, I don't, even though I have played plenty of games on my MacBook, and I've had played great, some of my favorite games have been on my MacBook, but like, I don't like using it for that, because it's so close to death, you know? It's already like doing so many things.
Mine's like missing the A key, and like, you can't take it away from the charger for more than 2 minutes or it dies, and I'm like, I need you for work and things.
Exactly. I guess I'd want to invest in a better... setup. But the thing I feel weird about, and you know, maybe we can, you know, explore this in the future and try to like advise you guys on it, or maybe you guys have advice for us, but like, I know for me, like, I don't like know how to like get into mobile gaming at all, and like, I feel kind of bad because like, in as much as I try to be open-minded about mobile gaming and I like respect it as a thing that people do, and I think it gets hated on a lot, you know, unjustly, I also like how I definitely fall into having that stigma of I'm like, that's not a real game. Even though I don't, like, I won't project that onto people, and I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're not a real gamer because you play mobile games. It's just, to me, like, it's not, serious unless it's, like, on a console or a handheld. And that's kind of where the whole idea of, like, wanting a specific device for a specific thing for me comes from. I'm like, I feel like I'm not, like, you know, I'm not really, like, sitting down to play a game unless I'm sitting down with a console. And that's why I actually like console gaming more than PC gaming, even though they're, like, both the same games. I'm like, I just like having my consoles. So it's been hard for me to, like, think of even where to start to, like, find good mobile games or, like, what, like, where I should invest and, like, when I should spend money and when I shouldn't. Like, recently I picked up Oceanhorn for the Switch, which before that it was just on mobile, like, iOS. And it's really fun. And it's really great. But, like, I wouldn't have ever gotten that on iOS because I just don't, like, have the same thinking. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how to, you know, fix that. And then I'm also thinking of maybe something I could do is just you can get, like, a controller. I mean, I can use it as, like, a mini, almost like a different version of my Switch or something. Because I like Oceanhorn with a controller fine. But the thing I don't like about mobile gaming is the screen D-pad and the screen B button. Like, they feel, those are weird to me. Like, when there are mobile games that aren't just touch-based and they, like, try to put keys, but on the screen.
I never played those.
Oh, yeah, it just feels a little weird.
That's awkward.
Me. Yeah, it feels weird. So, I guess, so for us, the future would be whatever Nintendo has to offer and maybe some mobile stuff, basically.
Yeah, and, so, you know, as I mentioned earlier, maybe I have a more optimistic view of what other people will do in the future, other companies, and so whatever they come up with, I'm happy to play. We'll see if they do.
Yeah. All right, thanks for checking this out, guys. Let us know how you're feeling about the beginning of the end for the 3DS family, it seems like, where you guys do your handheld gaming, what you feel about the future is for handheld gaming / handheld consoles. Do you distinguish those as two different things, as we talked about here? And, you know, your favorite handheld gaming memories, the console that you feel most attached to, all that stuff. And we will see you guys here in 2 weeks for our podcast, and next week we'll be back here for another video. So if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app, I guess it would be, we also have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/BearBit, and if you're watching us on YouTube, you can also just subscribe to us on your favorite podcast service. So, yeah.
Right. Anything else? Nope, just make sure to hit thumbs up, make sure to rate us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks.